Welcome to another episode of So That Happened. The podcast has been on hiatus since almost everything here has been in turmoil since the beginning of the pandemic. Keeping up with all the changes in Wisconsin has been difficult, and although I've been doing some interviews, there's a backlog of actually getting them out into the podcast. We're starting a series here I am calling Turning the Switch. I'll be talking to community members about how their work and personal lives have changed since the pandemic started. Today we'll be listening to an interview I did a few weeks ago with Becca Schoenborn, the Outreach and Education Coordinator at Menominee American Food Co-op. Retail stores in general have been going through a lot of changes in the past month or two, either because they're closed due to the safer at home rules or because they've had to change the way they do business. A lot has changed at the co-op, although it does remain open. As a disclaimer, I should tell you I'm the vice president of the board at MMFC. I'll be talking to Becca about the changes at the co-op and new things that are coming up.
First change that we made was just discontinuing samples a couple weeks ago. And then everything quickly changed after that. So we have had to individually wrap all of our produce because we can't have anything self-service anymore. So we have all of our produce pre-wrapped in bags. We have had to take out our whole bulk department and repackage everything into individual bags so that people can't use the bulk bins themselves. We have closed down our hot bar and salad bar and switched to just grab-and-go options in order to eliminate that self-service station. And then the most apparent change probably for customers is that we've installed the plexiglass in front of our registers in order to keep people from breathing on each other, basically. So that helps protect our staff and our customers all in the same, because that's the area that people are in close contact most of the time. So we were able to make that change too. And then we also closed our seating area, we canceled our classes and events, and have discontinued all demos for the time being. So in addition to that, our hours changed a little bit. We changed them to 10 to 7, which I'm sure you're aware of, but we did that in order to make sure that we have the mornings to pick our online order shops so that we can get through the store without customers in there, so that we have less interaction with people as much as we can. So the mornings have been really helpful for us to do grocery shopping for people's orders, and then also we're usually able to stock out the truck before we open too, so there's not our whole staff in all the aisles while people are trying to shop too. So all of those different things combined have kind of helped us keep people at a safe distance from each other and make the store as safe as we can at this point. There's some other little things that we did, like turning off the extra button pressing on our credit card machine so that people don't have to hit the buttons as much time. Most of the time people don't have to touch it at all other than their card, which is nice. Does that cover all of it for you?
Well, it is a whole different world. I find funny when I go into stores that I find myself thinking, well, what is my strategy here to touch as few things as possible? And that's
exactly new. Right. I think it made all of us realize like how often we are in contact with other people and touching random things that everyone else has touched. It's made everyone really aware of how much interaction we normally have.
So I know you're doing the curbside pickup of groceries and you've made all of those other changes in the store. So has that impacted your sales drastically?
No, actually our sales have been, this week they are back down to like an average week's numbers, which is good. The last couple weeks though, we had days, almost every day was twice as much sales as we normally do. And our basket size has been over $20 more than it usually is. So we've seen a boost in sales. We haven't been impacted negatively, but this week, definitely with the launch of the online ordering and grocery pickup. We have seen most of those people as online orders, so the store itself feels really quiet because there's not as many people actually physically coming through the doors. But our sales haven't been impacted negatively so far. Who knows what will happen in the days to come, but we are better stocked than most of the other grocery stores in town. So we're seeing a lot of new people come and check us out because we have things like flour and eggs that a lot of stores are running out of quickly. So really, we're probably busier than we have. We definitely have been busier than we've ever been in the last couple weeks.
I think a lot of the binge buying has settled down finally, but it's
it is definitely funny
as you say, some of the stores are out of, you know, peculiar things that never occurred to you. That I see everybody is saying they can't buy yeast anywhere.
Yeah, it's been all of a sudden everybody's baking their own bread now, which is great. I think that there's some things that are positive out of all of this. You know, people are spending time with their families, they're spending time in their kitchen, reconnecting with their food and their food system, which is really cool. And I think like people are realizing how lucky we are to have what we have usually. This has kind of been a wake-up call, it seems like, from our side anyways.
For
a lot of shoppers who are not used to having to buy groceries for a big family with kids at home and having to cook meals at home and all that kind of stuff too. So I think the last 2 weeks were really a big adjustment period for people. A lot of people were restocking their pantries because typically our shoppers are people who come a couple times a week. They just buy for a few days at a time. Our normal basket size is about $25, so usually that's about the size basket that people are buying. So having it now be over $40, that is a pretty big jump in shopping patterns. And people just having to adapt to not going to the co-op every single day like they're used to, which I think has been the hardest part for our specific shoppers because we have such a community built here that people come here just to hang out a lot of the time, but they can't do that right now.
Well, that's right. I'm finding that a really hard thing to get used to in general. I had a conversation with Crystal. I was in there a couple hours ago and we talked to each other from about 40 feet away from each other, which is not normal. So.
No, exactly. And that too has been hard because we, you know, we're so attached to all of our shoppers as much as they are to coming to our store. So we feel like we don't get to see all of our friends as often either because people aren't coming in or we're seeing them just for a couple minutes at a time, you know, when we bring their groceries out to the car. So we're feeling it too. We miss everybody a lot.
Well, I always feel like the three social gathering places in my life have in recent years been the co-op and the Downsville dump and and the Fleet Farm. And, you know, now the dump is closed. Well,
really?
Transfer station. We're supposed to call them transfer stations. But I've lived here long enough that I remember when it literally was the dump.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's
what it was still called.
Okay, so have you been having trouble keeping staff at the co-op? Because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to work. My daughter works in a very large food co-op in New England, and, you know, she's always a little disconcerted that she's in so much contact with people now.
Yeah, I think this week for sure is kind of setting in for a lot of people around here. Like I've noticed that a lot of staff this week specifically are being even more cautious and trying to walk farther away from each other and customers and stuff like that. It's been weird. But can you repeat your question? Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Are you having trouble maintaining staff?
Oh yeah, staff. Sorry. No, we haven't had any trouble. We actually were short-staffed for the last 2 weeks because we had people traveling for spring break, and then they had to come back and quarantine themselves for 2 weeks. So this week, two of our cashiers are finally back that have been gone for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I've been filling in cashiering here and there. So we haven't had anybody yet, other than staying home because they didn't feel good or being quarantined from travel. We haven't had an issue with losing staff yet. I have a feeling once the semester is over and the students start to move out and head back home, we might lose a lot of people then, because if nothing is open, I would imagine people will move back home rather than stay here. But it's hard to say. We haven't been impacted too much. It's mostly been the opposite. People have been staying home because of travel and stuff, and we've had to adapt that way. But so far, everybody is seemingly okay. We're all pretty good about checking in on each other regularly, so we've all been kind of keeping tabs on each other and making sure everybody's hanging in there. And I think Astrid has done a good job making sure people know that there's all these things to keep them safe, and we can be flexible if you have an immune compromised family or you are an immune compromised person or whatever. We Astrid's been working a lot on that kind of stuff and making sure that people know what their options are and where to go from here if they're feeling nervous about everything, because it is true, we are in communication with a lot of different people every day. And I mean, having us in the building is one thing, we are all working closely all the time, but having the public in here too, not knowing where they've been, not knowing if they've been staying home, it can be a little unsettling sometimes. But so far I think it's been okay.
Well, I have to say, since I did my big grocery shop today and I ended up having to go to a couple of different stores, partly because there were a few things you were out of, and they were oddly the things I normally buy there. But
that's ironic. That's kind of how it's been. It's like all these random things that people don't normally buy all of a sudden are sold out. It's like, oh, okay.
I really wanted tomatoes and you didn't have any.
Really?
I couldn't find them anyway. I don't think there were any.
Yeah, maybe. We've been selling them pretty quickly. I'm not sure what people are cooking at home, but everyone's eating tomatoes all of a sudden.
I may not have noticed because they were all bagged up, but
yeah, that has been a challenge for a lot of shoppers, is that we're so used to seeing everything open and our produce section is usually so beautiful and everything is within eyesight. So it's kind of been a little bit of a transition having to read the tags for some stuff that are in paper bags and having to look really closely at the different produce items because they're in plastic bags and stuff like that.
Well, I think one of the things that probably makes the employees there and your customers feel a little better is that, having been in several stores today, I have to say you were taking this all more seriously than any other place I've been. In fact, I was talking to KD Gallier, the public county health administrator, the other day, and she realized I'm on the board there, and she said, I have to tell you, you guys have done a really phenomenal job of paying attention. And I noticed that even when I'm in the store, people are clearly taking social distancing, not just the employees, but I think the customers too, more seriously than most places. I found myself doing this little dance in the aisle with people.
Yep, us too.
To try to not get close.
We walk one step down an aisle and then they're like, oh, okay, I'll go a different way. It's been a challenge for us for sure, because we're used to working so closely. It was each other and with customers, and you know, a lot of our shoppers are our friends and our personal lives and stuff like that, so it's kind of been tough for us to not be able to have those close conversations or, you know, hug the people who we normally hug when they come in or anything like that.
That's a big change for me. I keep, you know, running into people who invariably come up and hug me when they see me, and it's not happening, so
exactly.
That's weird. Hard. You have to stop yourself from it.
It's been weird.
So you've canceled all your classes, and I assume they will, you know, at some point get rescheduled. Have you considered doing any of them online if this continues?
And it looks
Been thinking about that a lot this week. The last 2 weeks, I was down on the floor most of the time, so I didn't really have a lot of time to think about it. I was just running, but this week I've been thinking even just something as simple as like a cooking demonstration or something like that. I think that there's a lot of our classes that we could teach virtually. Any of my topics, I think I could easily teach over Zoom or over any other sort of conference call type program. So I think I'm going to look into it a little bit more this week, especially since it sounds like this is going to be going on for at least another couple of months. Depending on how it all plays out, it's changed so fast. I can't even guess how long it'll be at this point, but I would like to be able to offer something, some sort of education to our people who are at home. Now is the time, too, that people are looking for more stuff to do. You can only do so many things inside your house and around town. So
I know I am starting to feel like my whole life consists of online meetings right now, either just watching them or participating in them or listening to them on the phone. So I think we've talked about most of what I wanted to talk about, but you mentioned that people are getting a lot more in touch with their food and cooking, and I certainly can see that. I mean, the only reason I have a lot of bread yeast in the house is because I went out and bought some before things got frantic, because I was planning on making bread anyway.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
But I was wondering, do you see anything else that comes out of the current situation that, from your viewpoint or the co-op's viewpoint, maybe is a good thing?
Sorry, Kendall just walked in. I got disturbed. I think that it's been really interesting to see people's grocery shopping habits change and see how people are buying a lot more local fresh ingredients to cook things, and people are learning how to bake bread and make a lot of stuff from scratch that they normally wouldn't have. And I can see that. I would imagine that a lot of those types of habits are going to stick with people after this too, once they, like bread baking, I just learned how to do a few months ago before all this started, but I was shocked at how easy it was. And I think a lot of people are going to have that same reaction to a lot of these things that they're trying at home, and realizing like, oh, cooking isn't that hard and baking isn't as challenging as it sounds sometimes. But people have seemed to be really intentional with what they're buying too, which is cool to see.
Okay, well, I think I'm all out of questions for you. So unless you have something else you are burningly wanting to contribute.
I think just a big thank you from all of us to our community for continuing to support us through all of this. It's been, we every single day are getting teared up about something because so many people have dropped off nice cards to thank us or just simply said that they appreciate what we're doing. Oh my God, I'm getting teary-eyed just talking about it. It's been really, really cool to see how much our community is really like standing together in all of this. It seems like the co-op community specifically is really kind of in it together, and everyone wants to help in whatever way they can. We've gotten so many phone calls just to say thank you for being open and thank you for considering us and these changes and stuff like that. And those are the things that really keep us going, especially in a time like this. We can't even explain how grateful we are to have shoppers that support us like they do. Somebody just dropped off a whole bag of handmade, hand-sewn masks for our staff today, which is incredible. Like, somebody spent their time sewing masks just for their grocery store employees. It's really cool. It's been, like, we knew that we had this community, but it's been really awesome to see everyone come together and everybody helping their neighbors and doing whatever they can for people in our town. It's been really heartwarming to see all of that, which I'm sure you've seen that on social media and stuff too. I saw that people were commenting on your shared posts and stuff too. So you're getting bit of it too. It keeps us going for sure. It makes it worth it.
I think a lot of us are feeling that sort of thing in general. I mean, you know, I found myself downtown the other day seeing that there was like nobody out. It was just dead. And I thought, well, you know, that's an odd demonstration of love as well, right? Because
exactly,
people
like right now, that
seriously.
Is the best way that you can show your community that you love them is by supporting the local businesses and not going outside.
I think a lot of
your house, I should say.
I think a lot of us are feeling that in an odd way. With communities, donations and memberships have been way up all of a sudden. And this morning I went out to my mailbox and I didn't understand why there was a package from Amazon in there. And it was a reader and a friend of mine who sent me a book just, you know, to say that she was thinking of me. And I thought that was really nice and kind of moving.
Right. And it's so thoughtful. It's like those little things like that, that to some people it's just a book, but to you that, and to me, that is a big deal. And that somebody went out of their way to check in and see how you're doing and make sure that you're doing okay. I think it's really bringing all of us together in a strange pandemic way, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you, Becca. I appreciate taking the time. I know things are a little hectic over there.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll talk
to you soon.
You're welcome.
Hope you need anything else.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening. We'll be bringing you more in this series of interviews with community members about changes that have happened to them since the pandemic has started. We'll see you again in about a week.